In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
College football playoff field is set. Did they get it right? And there's a Notre Dame conversation to be had here. 248-539-9797. John, did they get it right?
In the end, they did. I think they're putting Miami in over Notre Dame. And obviously, at the top of it, it would be very hard to get that wrong. Indiana, the only undefeated team, deserves to be number one. Ohio State, and I had no issue with Ohio State being one and Indiana two. The wins and losses, all they do is flip. I wouldn't have dropped Ohio State any lower. Georgia is the SEC champ, a one-loss team. I think they deserve to be a three. You go right down the list, and you're like, okay, I think they got it right. The debate obviously comes as you start nearing the end of it. And Alabama as a three-loss team that got blown out in the SEC championship game. I don't have that much of an issue of is still including them because they played the extra game. Notre Dame didn't play. Miami didn't play. All of a sudden, Miami jumps Notre Dame. The only issue I have is the fraudulent system to get to this point. Mm-hmm. They got it right in the end, so I guess that is that supposed to be all that really matters?
I guess. I do think it's a lot like that test you take where you have to show your work and you arrive at the correct answer, but your teacher's like, yeah. I'm not really sure you did this right.
Right.
That's how this felt, because all along they played dumb mm-hmm. and acted like they couldn't compare Notre Dame and Miami until BYU lost and the foods touched, which is silly. And I've been very harsh on Notre Dame today, but I'll say this on their behalf. They were gaslit by this committee. They were led on by this committee to believe, well, we've already compared the full resume of Notre Dame and Miami, and in the committee's eyes, Notre Dame is more deserving, only to have the rug pulled out at the last minute. If they never did a ranking show, and this was the first time we saw it, I don't think there'd be the outrage, because Miami beat Notre Dame. And in every sport, the first tiebreaker is head-to-head.
Yeah.
Miami on the field settled it with Notre Dame. So then Notre Dame's other debate becomes with Alabama. Well, Alabama played last weekend and Notre Dame didn't.
Right. They actually are members of a conference.
Right.
A good one.
Right. And while Alabama didn't win their conference, they did beat a team that made the playoff. They won at Georgia. They also beat Vandy. They have a couple significant wins. Notre Dame played two teams in the playoff and lost to both. So no conference champ, no win over a playoff team, no game last weekend to add an extra data point. Notre Dame should have been left out.
Yeah, but I mean, I agree.
Yeah.
Again, you look at it and you say, well, if neither team played last week, they sit there and they go, okay, well, Notre Dame right now is a better team than Miami. So they don't play, and then all of a sudden, Miami's a better team than Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Miami also did not have that extra data point. So did also a lot of other teams.
Right.
Oklahoma, Ole Miss, etc.
Where they screwed this up is they put Notre Dame ahead of Miami the week before and the weeks mm-hmm. prior, which is not the way it should have been all along. If they had kept Miami ahead of Notre Dame from the point where both teams had two losses, mm-hmm. There would have been no instant outrage or shock or awe the way there was on Sunday afternoon.
Right. The only other issue that I have is Tulane and JMU.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are we just, I mean, if you put in Notre Dame and you don't put in James Madison, do you get a better game?
I think that field would have been a better field. Yep. There would have been no drama and everybody would have been happy. So what is the big reason why Notre Dame's out and JMU's in? Oddly enough, it has nothing to do with Notre Dame or JMU. It has to do with the fact that Miami didn't win the ACC. If Miami won the ACC, they take JMU's spot as one of the five conference champions, and suddenly there's a spot open for the Fighting Irish to make it. So the ACC crowning their champion poorly is what created the biggest griping that you're going to hear today.
Well, we talk about like the little guys and letting the little guys in. Apparently the ACC is the little guy because their champion's not in this year.
Right.
Little guys. 8-5 Duke.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think you could argue ACC and the Big 12. Now, the Big 12 has at least a team.
A clear-cut dominant team.
Yeah, that has decided that they're going to pony up, pay a lot of money for their roster.
Can I throw this one into the fire?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect year for a 4-team playoff.
See, but here's what I would say back to that. If those are the four best teams, they will be the four last teams standing, and you'll get your 4-team playoff.
Right.
Only now, we will simply know that for a fact.
Right. And so the argument that I would have is I think with obviously with NIL, transfer portal, all of these different reasons why you're starting to see a spreading out of the talent, right? A number two quarterback that could be a starter at a lot of places ends up leaving and is a starter at a lot of places. You're starting to see more talent spread around college football. And if your four teams going in are, and the eventual champion may come out of Indiana, Ohio State, Georgia, Texas Tech. Most likely it will.
Yeah.
But do you feel like Oregon could win a national championship?
I do.
All right. And Ole Miss is kind of it's hard to say because of the whole coaching situation.
But it's fascinating.
Texas A&M, do you believe that they could at least play in the national championship game?
I don't. Maybe that's where I'd start to draw the line.
All right, but Oklahoma, Alabama, these are teams that throughout the course of the year, and because there is this long layoff, does John Mateer get healthy enough for Oklahoma to where he's playing more like he was in the first 5 weeks of the season versus the way he was at the end of the year?
And paired up with that defense, which is the biggest reason they're here,
right?
Suddenly they become dangerous. Look, I thought 8 was the perfect number for a long time. The reality is we're going to get to 8 after one round of the playoff, right? It's like, I'm not all that disappointed in how this played out. Like, I ideally would have had the ACC crown the proper champion and put Notre Dame in instead of JMU, but really there's not a lot of like lost sleep. I don't think we need a revamp of the entire system right now. Maybe
no,
you do.
Well, I think there's a whole lot that could be done with the entire system, starting with the schedule. But,
I'm just talking playoffs.
Right, just in terms of the playoffs. I'm not a big everyone gets a gold star. I don't want the auto bids for, you know, 4 for the Big Ten and 4 for the SEC and then all, because if you went 4 for the Big Ten this year, there wasn't a fourth team that belonged in the college football playoffs.
Preach.
But if you're looking at all the other teams, and maybe there's a year where you have 6 in the SEC, and I know, yes, they cannibalize themselves. There'll be years where the Big Ten cannibalizes itself, but they are better teams than letting in JMU and Tulane.
The Notre Dame part of this, I do want to see and hear from people. Notre Dame decided, if you're not putting us in the playoff, we're not playing in a bowl game.
Along with 8 other teams.
I understand. They're the high-profile one. They're the one that
Everyone's going to point to.
Yes.
Next year, because of the signed, Memorandum of Understanding,
MOU, which we're just learning about, their AD shared with everybody. If Notre Dame, starting next year, finishes top 12, they have a birthright into the college football playoff because they are Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yes.
This is why we hate
AD,
you, by the way.
Has provided a path
for them to stay independent.
For them to stay independent.
Yes. Which is nauseating. This is why we hate you, Notre Dame. It's why no one's sad that you're left out.
Yeah. This is the reason they shouldn't cry. I know you can get into a subjective debate with Alabama, but Alabama beat Georgia. Notre Dame didn't beat a team that made the playoff. A&M didn't beat a team that made the playoff. Your loss that you're claiming is such a good loss isn't maybe that good of a loss. But guess what? It was decided on the field the first week of the season.
which was part of this season, as much as people want to say it's all the way back in week one, it's this season.
Miami beat Notre Dame.
Yep.
They beat you.
They shouldn't have been in. And then, look, John, you're right.
And then coming out of that game, what did we say? Miami controlled both lines of scrimmage. Yeah. And I had talked about Notre Dame and their the fact that they were, 2 years ago, or last year, a very young offensive line. And they outkicked their coverage. They made the college football playoffs. This year, I expected them to be much better. I didn't expect them to be manhandled. But you look at that game and you say, Miami was the better team.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah. So we're going to have the same thing in the NFL coming up here. The Lions' path to the playoffs is probably winning a head-to-head tiebreaker against the Bears.
Yes.
Okay? That's what settles it.
Yeah, you play it. You televise the games, John. You keep score and you figure out who wins, and that determines who's in.
You could argue the Lions could, if it's not the Bears, that they could get screwed because they would lose a tiebreaker to Seattle or San Francisco, you know?
And well, why are we putting a team from the NFC South in anyway?
Yeah.
The JMU of the NFL. Let's get to the phones.
Sam Darnold.
JT in Southgate, good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
What's up?
Nothing. I know you guys say you think that the committee got it right. I think they got it all wrong. I think that this was a total setup on the Irish. They burned them. And I go back to this. 2 weeks ago, every team in the top 25, Notre Dame is the only team after they beat Stanford, and Alabama barely beat an Auburn team. That's not very good this year. They're the only team in the top 25 after both winning their games that they flipped them. Notre Dame was 9 for the 2-3 weeks prior to that. Now all of a sudden they're 10, right?
Oh, I agree that they did. They got to the right conclusion the wrong way. They never should have played with your emotions and gaslit you and made you believe that they had already decided that Notre Dame was going to finish ahead of Miami. They did it all wrong, but Miami should have finished ahead of Notre Dame, right?
Well, that's debatable.
Well, let's debate it right now. What do you think?
Okay. We go back to week one and two. And I know as a college football fan, week one or two, you know what? I want to see the big game matchups. I want to see Notre Dame-Miami. I want to see Texas playing a Michigan and Alabama playing a Michigan. I don't want to see, no disrespect to any of the smaller schools, but I don't want to see Notre Dame playing a Western
Michigan,
a Central Michigan. I'm a college football. I want to see good games.
I agree with you. And I want those games to matter. I want the winner to get a reward, and I want the loser to get punished.
You want them to get, so you would rather see.
Yeah, that's what happens when you play big games. There's stakes. Otherwise, well, so I don't. JT, otherwise, it's a preseason game. Why
JT,
even play it?
If we're looking at this from Notre Dame's perspective, and I think the point is that you're trying to make is why would you play those big games if you're just going to be if it's going to be held against you? Why did Miami get in? Because they played that big game and won.
They were rewarded. Yeah, I just feel like if you play those big games and we're going to get amped for it and we're going to make our Saturdays centered around it,
yeah,
the stakes have to hold even if it's week one. And if it does come down to these are the last two teams for the last spot.
And if that was their only loss,
then Notre Dame
would have
been
in.
Yes. Let's get to, oh, this is great. We got Rob in Brighton. You are the Rob in Brighton, our big Notre Dame fan. What's up?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, it was a bummer yesterday. You know, I'll be the first one to say it. You got to win big games. I think back to the Texas A&M game, up 40-34 with 3 seconds left, fourth and goal, and Texas A&M wins the game. And it kills. It stings. That stings. And it's a bummer they're truly not in. But I think the question was, you know, Jim, you went on a rant. And, Gov, and first of all, Gov, the whole debate or the talking point, because that's what it is, a talking point of they should join the conference. Say that to Duke. I mean, and also, Alabama proved that conference championships mean nothing because they're the first team in 3 years. There's been 16 teams in the last 3 years that have played in a conference championship game that have lost and dropped in the rankings. Alabama's the first one that hasn't. I think we're talking about the wrong team. Miami should be in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Alabama should be in. They just got housed.
They just to a got team that they already beat, too, conference. Though.
That's John, we're talking about guys, Notre Dame lost two of their biggest games of the year. I mean, you have to win those games. They're not in a conference. That's not, I mean, you have to win those big games, period.
So is Notre Dame's best case is that Bama isn't good? Because I'm still not hearing a case where Notre Dame's good.
No, what I'm saying is, Jim, I think that, you know, and the passive-aggressive stuff is what annoys the crap out of me because I feel like you know football, and I feel like when you watch Notre Dame from week one to now...
They're impressive. They've blown everybody out.
They're very good.
Yeah.
So, Alabama just got smoked in the conference championship game and didn't move at all.
So, Rob, I put it to you this way.
There's the precedent.
I put it to you this way. Notre Dame is playing better football eye test than Alabama, but I think there's a danger in doing the eye test because there is a bias sometimes with the eye test. I think what's easier to do is say Bama beat a couple good teams this season, including at Georgia, one of the best wins of anybody in the country this season.
And if you look at their strength of schedule, was much greater than Notre Dame's strength of schedule.
Right. And in terms of the precedent, SMU lost the ACC title last year, right? SMU lost the ACC title?
Yeah.
They were only a two-loss team, but they kept them in the playoff. Losing the conference title didn't kick them out of the playoff. And I think that's what they were trying to do with Bama. They didn't want to kick them out of the playoff for losing. Where Notre Dame sat on the sideline and didn't play, they didn't want to punish Alabama.
Right, yeah. And then all of a sudden, if that's the case, then you're just going to have teams that are going to opt out of championship games saying, well, you know, if we lose this one, you're going to just bump us down.
Notre Dame being in a conference wouldn't have fixed everything, but it would have given them one more chance to play themselves in. And that's why people say, should they join a conference? 97.1.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.